Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. My goodness, we're at the end of the week. It's Friday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in the book of Ephesians. What is this new life that we have in Christ? What does it look like, and how is it lived? Well, we're going to be walking our way through that for a couple of chapters. So we're going to open up the first part with just some opening verses. Let me give them to you in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. Now, this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greed, to practice every kind of impurity, but that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about Him and were taught in Him, as the truth is in Jesus. To put off your old man, or your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new man, the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. You know, when you become a Christian, you get a perfect new record imputed to you, reckoned to your account. You get a new heart. You're born again. You get a new family. You've been adopted into the family of God. You get a new perspective. You've been given eyes to see and ears to hear. You have a calling in the Lord. You've got a new home. You're headed home to glory. And this new family is the body of Christ that you are a part of. But let me tell you what we didn't get. We didn't get a new perfect lifestyle, nor did we get a new mind. So what he says is this: you need to renew your mind with the Word of God by the power of the Spirit of God, asking constantly for wisdom from above. That means you need to put away the old man, and the first thing you do is get rid of the old way of thinking. One guy used to call it, you know, before I was a believer, I had stinking thinking that led to a stinking life. Well, now that I have a new life in Christ, I'm to put off the old man and put on the new. And the first step of putting off the old man is to renew the mind and no longer think as I used to, darkened in my understanding, callous, given up to sensuality and greediness. The sovereign self was the world and life view that I had. I now want another life view. I want the truth that's in Christ. I want to put off the old man by putting off the old mind in order to put off the old man. And then I want to put on the new mind in Christ and to be renewed in the spirit of my mind. Why? To put on the new self that's created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. That's what I need, and that's what I need to want in my life. Every day, we get up in the morning, we put off the old man, we put on the new. Now, maybe tomorrow, you're going to get up in the morning. What do? You don't put on your clothes. You put off your pajamas. Put off the things that you were wearing in order to put on what you need to be wearing as you walk out into this world for Christ. That's the way we do it spiritually. Lord, give me a new mind so that I put off the old clothes and put on the new. Some of us try to put on the new man in Christ without putting off the old man. Some of us are not putting off the old man. That's why we never get to the new man. The life of sanctification, the new walk in Christ, begins with a renewed mind for Christ. And with this new life view that comes because of my love to Christ, I now have a new lifestyle in which I'm growing in and for Christ. Now, what will that look like? What is that putting off and putting on looking like? Well, we're going to take that up next week. But this is Friday. That means Saturday. Prepare your heart and your mind for the Lord's Day. Find out what your pastor's preaching on and prepare your heart so that when you step in, you're ready to think Christ-centered thoughts. You're ready to worship the Lord so that when you leave the Lord's Day, you can have a life that thinks in and for Christ, and a life that worships Christ in every area of life. Gathered worship, that's this Lord's Day. That'll lead you to scattered worship every day, your life in and for Christ. And I'll see you next week for another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.